This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive guest line. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. Jeff Fletcher joins us, covers the Angels for SoCal News Group, and he's also the author of Showtime, the inside story of Shohei Ohtani and the greatest baseball season ever played. And with Shohei Ohtani in the news, we thought he'd bring him on to give us some clarification on what is right, what is might be misleading about what's happening now. How are you, Jeff?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. What do we know about his options based on the UCL tear?
Well, I think that the primary thing that people expect is to have a second Tommy John surgery. I think that's sort of the normal route to go. If you want to try a little more conservative, there's a platelet-rich plasma and stem cell therapies, which, you know, he tried before that didn't really work. It doesn't really work very often in any pitchers, but it is an option. And there's a thing called an internal brace, which is basically using some non-biological materials, kind of like tape and things like that, to actually just sort of fix the ligament. That only works in really specific cases, and there's really not a whole lot of track record for it. But in the cases it does work, it's a little less time than Tommy John surgery. So that theoretically could be something, but that seems less likely than I think most people expect. He's going to end up with Tommy John surgery, but we're just kind of waiting for him to make that decision.
What have the Angels been? What is their realistic expectation of the rest of the season in terms of him hitting? They say he can still hit, but it's kind of a day-to-day thing. Do you think he'll just continue throughout the season, or is there any point do you think he's going to go, that's it, we're done, we got to get started on this as quickly as we can?
Well, I mean, that's really up to him, especially since he's not signed with the Angels beyond this year. So it's, you know, whatever decisions he makes, the impact of those decisions are going to be next year.
Yeah.
He totally can hit the rest of the way. He hit after getting hurt on the other day. In 2018, he hit, you know, for a month after he was told that he needed Tommy John surgery. So that's no problem at all. It just pushes back the rehab for the future. Now, it probably doesn't make a difference for pitching because he's not going to be able to pitch till 2025 anyway, even if he has a surgery today or a month from now. But it does push back his hitting a little bit, or at least it did the first time. He found out in early September of 2018 that he needed surgery. He didn't have the surgery till October 1st, 2018. And as a result, he couldn't start hitting in games in 2019 until about like May 10th. So, you know, that month that he waited ended up costing him on the other end. So, but that other end is going to be with, you know, Team X. So it's really up to Ohtani to decide what he wants to do.
What's the prognosis, how people look at second Tommy John surgeries? What is usually the way that has been perceived in baseball?
Well, there's not a huge amount of pitchers who've had it. But it's growing, unfortunately. And, you know, the success rate is not too different from the first Tommy John surgery. You know, so I think that he's, you know, if he has it, he'll probably make it back and be able to pitch. It might take a little longer than it took the first time. He might not be quite as good. And there is some risk that it just doesn't work at all. So you never want to have a surgery. There's always some risk that it's not going to work. So not surgery is always better than surgery, but, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens.
What do you make of this being, in terms of the impact of this offseason, this gigantic opportunity to set a bar that has never been set before financially? How do you perceive where that will go this offseason with this on the table?
Well, I think there was no question that if he hadn't gotten hurt, he was going to break the record for the largest total contract, which was $426 million, and the largest annual value, which was, I think, about $44 million. He was going to break both those. Now, it's a question. He's certainly not going to get as much as he would have gotten, because I think any team that signs him is going to have to look at him as just a hitter, and at this point, just a DH, not even a position player. So, you know, you have to – there's a certain value you assign to that. I mean, you look at Aaron Judge, who was obviously just a hitter, but he did play outfield. He signed for 9 years, $360 million. Otani's a little younger than him, but he doesn't play a position, and he does have the upside of potentially pitching at some point. So I think you probably put him above what Judge got, but how much above is the question. And so I think that's probably what we're looking at, him falling somewhere in between that 360 that Judge got and, you know, the 500 that everybody thought he was going to get. I think it's probably going to be somewhere in between those.
Is there a path where the age, his agent or his team of advisors create something? Again, I know I understand it would have to go through the association, the union, and all that. Can they create an agreement that sort of says, hey, we're going to do it this for this amount, and then if he pitches, this is an addendum to it, or something along those lines? Because I got to think that you had this unbelievable opportunity to have this dual player that could be back to being a dual player, and it's just in the wrong window. Do you think there's an opportunity for them to try to still get in that window some point down the line?
Well, certainly he could make that much money, and you can put any kind of options or triggers in a contract. You know, if he pitches X innings, he gets X amount of dollars extra. But that wouldn't really count as far as being part of his guaranteed contract. So you couldn't, you know, if he signed a $300 million deal with options that could make it worth $600 million, you still don't give him credit, quote unquote, for signing the largest contract in history. So it's what's guaranteed is what counts, kind of is the value of your contract. So I don't know if that matters to anybody, but, you know, that's the way it would work.
Are the Angels in a better position now than before, where they could say, look, you're going to need rehab, and you already know how we've done it before. You know our people. We're actually in a better place than if you go somewhere else and you don't know anybody.
Yeah, I think that that's, you know, I don't know how much better, but I think that that definitely helps their case that, you know, he's going to be going through kind of a different sort of process than he would normally if he were 100% healthy, and he knows how that works with the Angels. He knows what the expectations are. He knows what the patience level is from the team. All that stuff is familiar to him. You know, if you're going into a brand new team and rehabbing, and especially when they don't know how to use you in the first place because they've never had you before, all that's just added unknown that he might not want to deal with. So maybe he just wants to sign with the Angels for like 3 years or something to get through this and then do it again. Or maybe he wants to sign a 10-year deal with a 3-year opt-out, or, you know, I just don't know. But I do think that there is some value to staying where you're familiar with the surroundings as you're going through something like this.
Yeah, because we were talking about this earlier today. I mean, is it possible that him or anybody says, look, we do want to come at free agency with a healthy pitcher/hitter Shohei Ohtani. Let's get a 2 or 3 year deal on the table, and let's try this again down the road.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I still really doubt that, though, just because then you're looking at being a free agent at age 31 or age 32,
yeah,
which is not a great time to be a free agent, and especially when you're coming off an injury, because, you know, what happens if it doesn't work? And, you know, he's also, in 2019 and 2020, which were the years he only hit and didn't pitch, he was a much worse hitter. And I think it's part of him is that he just really is only happy when he's doing both. And if that happens again, and he signs a 3-year deal and he comes out and he's only a hitter and he's not nearly as good a hitter, then he's lost tons and tons of money. Now, I don't know that he cares about that, but, you know, his agent might. And I think he's going to take the guaranteed money that he can get and maybe give himself an opt-out to sort of get the best of both worlds, to still be able to get the guaranteed money, but still, you know, if things go as he plans, still have the freedom to get more money.
You've covered this guy and you wrote a book about him. I know that he blows everybody away with his incredible talent. What as somebody who is sort of seen it, what is it that's still amazing to you about the way he plays this game?
I mean, just the fact that he can be so good at both, which is just, I know that's sort of the obvious answer, but that is the answer, is that nobody, he's not just a pitcher who can hit or just, you know, a hitter who can pitch. He's really good at both. He's in the elite level at both, which is incredible because nobody's even tried to do it at an average level at either. So that to me is what is just so incredible. And the fact that he has done it 3 years in a row, I think, is incredible. I actually, you know, when I wrote the book after what he did in 21, It was because I didn't know that this was ever going to happen again.
Yeah.
You know, usually say, well, let's just wait till the guy's career is over and then do it. But I'm like, this was a year that we may never see again, and I didn't want to just let it go. And so when he did it again in 22, that was amazing again. When he did it again in 23, it was amazing again. If that's the end of it, you know, because of this injury and that's all we've seen, you know, we should appreciate that we saw three amazing years. So I think it's not to be taken for granted.
That's really well said. Jeff Fletcher, again, joining us. SoCal News covers the Angels, and he also wrote the book Showtime. Again, Showtime, the inside story of Shohei Ohtani and the greatest baseball season ever played. Great talking to you, Jeff. Thank you so much for giving us a little insight on this situation.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Now, again, it really is amazing. I love that. You see this season, and you write a book about it, and then you watch it next season, and you're like, and I just saw it again. And then this season, leading up to this injury, I saw it again.